Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, December 4th. You'll be interested to know, today's National Cookie Day. This sweet holiday invites bakers and cookie lovers to share classic recipes, creative twists, and warm smiles with friends and family and neighbors. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking clean with waves at 1 to 2 feet. Conditions stay clean through the morning, but by noon, they shift to fair as the wind turns onshore at 3 miles per hour. Expect the wind to pick up slightly throughout the afternoon, reaching 8 miles per hour by 4 p.m. Best time to ride is at 10 a.m. with a 4-foot outgoing high tide, when the west-southwest swell is 0.5 feet at 14 seconds, and the offshore wind is 3 mile per hour. The first high tide on Thursday will be 7 feet at 7:45 a.m., followed by a -1.5-foot low tide at 3. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Friday offers clean conditions with waves around 1 to 2 feet, ideal for beginners. Saturday maintains similar size, but turns fair as onshore winds increase in the afternoon. Expect a steady increase in swell on Sunday, with cleaner faces and consistent 2 feet, making it the best day of the period for catching waves. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 53 degrees, with 10-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:44, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:45. It looks like we're in for some sunny weather today, with a high near 67 and a light north-northeast wind around 10. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 42 and a north wind picking up to 15. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday will be sunny with highs near 65 and a north wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, then clear with lows around 44 overnight. Saturday and Sunday stay sunny with highs in the mid-60s and nights, mostly clear with lows in the low to mid-50s. Then Monday warms to near 70 with clear skies and overnight lows near 56. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, ready to hit the slopes? Big Bear Ski Area opens this week. Big Bear Mountain Resort is set to welcome winter enthusiasts with Bear Mountain opening on Thursday and Snow Summit following on Friday. Although the opening date for Snow Valley remains undetermined, officials have announced that snow play and tubing will be available this weekend. However, travelers should note that State Route 38 is closed between Redlands and Big Bear Lake due to a mudslide, which is expected to increase traffic on highways 330 and 18. Resort officials advise planning for delays and exploring alternative routes. Now on to sports. The early signing period for college football kicked off yesterday as teams build their 2026 rosters and prepare for conference title games and the college football playoff. Despite predictions that name, image, and likeness compensation would consolidate talent, nearly 20 schools have signed or received commitments from 5-star recruits this year. Programs like Notre Dame, Alabama, and Oregon are tied for the most 5-star players, while Vanderbilt flipped top-ranked quarterback Jared Curtis from Georgia. USC holds the nation's top recruiting class with 31 signatures. While the Big Ten struggles with quarterback recruiting, securing only one top 10 prospect. North Carolina, led by Bill Belichick, signed 39 players, ranking 17th nationally. In local sports, Luka Doncic will miss the Lakers matchup tonight against the Toronto Raptors for personal reasons, as announced by the team. Doncic, who is the league's leading scorer, is averaging 35.3 points, 8.9 rebounds, and 8.9 assists this season. The Lakers have won 3 of their 4 games played without Doncic this season. Additionally, Marcus Smart will also be out due to lower back injury management. The game begins a challenging stretch for the Lakers, facing 3 games in 4 nights against Toronto, the Boston Celtics, and the Philadelphia 76ers. Tip-off is at 4:30. In top news, Anthropic Chief Executive Officer Dario Amodei stated that as artificial intelligence technology transforms the economy, the government will need to step in and retrain the workforce. He emphasized that while some business leaders downplay the job loss risks, it is crucial to expect such changes and for the government to facilitate the transition. Amodei remarked, "I do not see retraining programs as a panacea, but I think we are going to need some form of that." He also expressed concern that some view this technology as similar to past revolutions, asserting that those familiar with AI do not share that perspective. He warned that in the next 5 years, half of all entry-level jobs could vanish, pushing unemployment rates to between 10% and 20%. In business news, New Yorkers are now seeing warnings about stores using personal data to set online prices, thanks to new consumer protection legislation that took effect in early November. This law, already subject to lawsuits, requires companies to disclose when they use surveillance pricing, potentially raising costs for some while lowering them for others. During Black Friday sales, shoppers noticed messages stating, "This price was set by an algorithm using your personal data." Surveillance pricing remains legal, enforcing transparency rather than banning the practice. Other states are also considering similar legislation, though pushback from industries remains strong. The implications of personal data usage for pricing raise significant privacy concerns. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $94,000. Ethereum is up 4% to just over $3,200. And XRP is down 1% to $2.19. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Earth's hidden 8th continent is no longer lost. Researchers have finally mapped Zealandia, a landmass predominantly submerged under the sea. This underwater region spans nearly 2 million square miles. Using rock samples from the seabed, scientists analyzed North Zealandia's geology, completing the mapping process. The research, led by Nick Mortimer, revealed geological formations dating back up to 130 million years. While most of Zealandia is uninhabitable, its status as a potential 8th continent is now recognized. This groundbreaking study changes our understanding of Zealandia's geological history and its connection to the ancient supercontinent, Gondwana. Boston Blue, and Sheriff Country have been renewed for second seasons on CBS. These dramas are the top two first-year network shows of the season so far. CBS has placed its first two renewal orders for the 2026-27 season. Both series are spin-offs of other CBS shows, Blue Bloods and Fire Country. According to Nielsen's ratings, Boston Blue averages 8 million cross-platform viewers, while Sheriff Country has 7.6 million. CBS Entertainment President Amy Reisenbach stated, "These early renewals reflect the power of character-driven storytelling and compelling narratives." Both shows have quickly embraced audiences across broadcast and streaming. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and futurist, Alvin Toffler. And he said, "The illiterate of the 21st century will not be those who cannot read and write, but those who cannot learn, unlearn, and relearn." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach.